No one could deny that in 20 minutes, the team had made more progress than they normally did during a month of meetings. Over the next hour, they drilled down on the issue of new customers, discussing what each person, from marketing to finance to engineering, would need to do to make 18 deals possible. With 15 minutes to spare before the offsite was to officially end, Catherine decided to bring things to a close. Okay, let's call it a day. We'll be having a staff meeting next week when we can dig deeper into some of these and other critical issues. The group seemed relieved to be finished. Catherine asked one final question. Are there any comments, questions, or concerns people want to raise before we leave? No one wanted to bring up a topic that would delay their departures, but Nick decided to make one comment. I have to say that I think we made more progress during the past 2 days than I thought we would. Jan and Carlos nodded in agreement. Mikey, to everyone's surprise, didn't roll her eyes. Catherine wasn't sure whether Nick was trying to make points with her or whether he really appreciated what had happened. She decided to give him the benefit of the doubt and take the muted compliment to heart. And then JR spoke. I agree with Nick. We accomplished a lot here, and getting clarity around our major goal is really going to help. Catherine sensed that there was a qualifier coming, and she was right. JR continued, I'm just wondering if we need to continue having these off-sites now. I mean, we've come a long way, and we're going to have to do a lot of work over the next few months to close deals. Maybe we can just see how things go. He didn't really finish the remark, but let it hang there. Martin, Mikey, and Nick were cautiously nodding their heads in agreement. Whatever sense of accomplishment that Catherine had felt just a few minutes earlier had diminished significantly. As much as she wanted to put a quick and violent end to JR's suggestion, Catherine waited to see if anyone would do it for her. Just when she thought no one would help her, Jeff spoke up and demonstrated that he had indeed taken many of Catherine's ideas to heart. I'd have to say that canceling our next session in 2 weeks would be a bad idea. I just think that when we go back to work, it's going to be easy to slip back into the same stuff we've been struggling with for the past couple of years. And as painful as it's been for me to sit here for the past few days and realize how unsuccessful I've been in making us work like a team, we have a long way to go yet. Jan and Carlos nodded their agreement. Catherine used the opportunity to prepare her team for what was to come. She addressed her initial comment to JR and Nick. I appreciate your desire to spend as much of your time as possible closing deals. She was being slightly disingenuous, but wanted to avoid slamming them too hard, too early. However, I want to remind you about what I said at the beginning of this session yesterday. We have more money, better technology, and more talented and experienced executives than our competitors, and yet we are behind. What we lack is teamwork, and I can promise you all that I have no greater priority as CEO than making you, I mean us, more effective as a group. Mikey, Martin, and Nick seemed to be relenting now, but Catherine continued, and what I am about to say is more important than any other comment I've made since we arrived yesterday. She paused for effect. During the next 2 weeks, I am going to be pretty intolerant of behavior that demonstrates an absence of trust or a focus on individual ego. I will be encouraging conflict, driving for clear commitments, and expecting all of you to hold each other accountable. I will be calling out bad behavior when I see it, and I'd like to see you doing the same. We don't have time to waste. The room was silent. Okay. We'll be back here again in 2 weeks. Drive carefully, everyone, and I'll see you in the office tomorrow. As everyone packed up and headed for the door, Catherine wanted to feel good about what she had accomplished. However, she forced herself to face the likely prospect that things would have to get worse, maybe even much worse, before they would get better. Even most of the staff members seemed to be sobered by the likely prospect of ongoing pain, and none of them would have been surprised to know that one of their colleagues wouldn't be around by the time the next offsite began. They would have been shocked, however, to know that the colleague would not be Mikey.